Welcome back. You're on Public Address Radio on Radio Life. If you happen to be in Auckland, you might want to get down to the King's Arms tonight, because according to the ads, the band playing there tonight is the best band ever, ever, ever. And certainly if you're in the area of the cool music hunters, you'll know that the Sneaks have been had a bit of a reputation as the next big thing. That started with their early EP, You All Suck, and the killer single, Kuzai. That EP was described as the sound of someone taking an axe to a 13-year-old girl's record collection and reassembling the debris. They're off to England next month, but before they leave us, we've got James Danzy here in the studio to talk a little about their music and what might happen in England, perhaps. I've got that right, haven't I? It is England you're going to.
Yep, we're going to London first off in 2.5 weeks, which is quite scary.
What, do you have anything lined up? Do you have acts lined up or agents or anything?
Nope. No, our manager's from England, so he kind of was the first push for us to go there. And we actually don't. We've got friends there who are doing the similar sort of thing. The kind of most recent departed, I don't know, you know, like Liam Finn and James Milne and Connor and the Moccasins and those guys. All we've had quite a lot to do with over the last couple of years. So meet up with them, see what's happening. They're all got the same manager, and I have heard it's quite tough without a manager there. Every venues don't even talk to bands, so we'll be organising a booking agent and things once we get there. But we're taking it pretty easy. We're going over for a bunch of fun as well. So.
And it's open-ended? You just see what happens?
Yeah. We've got 2 years. Martin's a citizen. Well, he's got a passport. Dan and I have got 2 year visas, so we'll be, yep.
And what's the, what about the album? Is that being released there, or are you going to...
No, we don't have a... That was one of the ideas, go over and start playing and start getting a profile, and then if anyone takes any notice, if we get some, we'll shop it around there. Or shop it around, it's pretty loose. Use that pretty loosely. I don't know how much shopping we'll be doing. Yeah, if anyone wants to, they can release it, great. If not, we'll just leave it out on... We've self-released it here, so we'll do the same there if we have to. Sell it mail order, just at shows and things.
Was it... Did it take some time to get the album together?
It took about a year from when we started, well, building the studio, which we recorded in, to actually having it finished. Kind of general ineptness. We hadn't really recorded an album before, and I thought kind of every month I'd be like, oh, we'll finish it into this month, and it just dragged out to a year. It was just a massive task.
Because you're a sound engineer.
Yeah.
So you had a little more confidence to set up the studio and do all of this yourself?
Yeah. Well, when we say set up a studio, we hired a room and put some sound absorption stuff in it. It wasn't soundproofed or anything. Well, actually that made the process a lot longer as well. As soon as we started recording, they started doing works on the building with jackhammers and things, so we were recording from about 10 at night till 4 in the morning as well, so that really cut things back.
You weren't sampling some of that sound?
No, we didn't. Oh, did I?
You are kind of experimental in that way, aren't you?
A little bit on this record, possibly more in the future. I actually want to build all the instruments for the next album, but I don't know if anyone else is going to be into that, but... Yeah, no, I don't think I sampled any jackhammers. I think they were driving me too crazy to.
And is that description fair? The one of the taking an axe to a 13-year-old girl's record collection and reassembling the debris. Do you like that?
It's actually a pretty good. Yeah, yeah. I think I know who wrote that. He's someone I respect quite well. But yeah, that's pretty right. Our influences are pretty stupid. We were talking about it the other day, and I was just like, doesn't everyone listen to Madonna? And the answer is no. Most people don't really listen to Madonna for fun on a daily basis, or some other silly bands like the Archies or someone or something like that.
But the trick is not to be derivative, and you've pretty well figured that, haven't you? You've got influences in there, but you've got your own sound.
I guess so. Maybe that's because we just mashed so much stuff into it. Maybe it's turned into its own sound. Hopefully, it's heading that way. I don't know. Maybe it's not quite there yet, but it's getting there.
And how routinely are you doing live gigs? Are you...
We play whenever anyone asks us, pretty much. We don't set up that many shows. At the moment, we're on tour, so we've set all these shows up. We just played Christchurch and Wellington, Littleton. And so we actually organised all these, but generally we'll play, I don't know, once or twice a month, maybe sometimes more, a couple of shows a weekend sometimes. Yeah, just whenever and wherever.
There really is. There's a DIY enthusiasm to the music industry today that I think you didn't see a generation ago. Maybe that's in part because the equipment is more accessible. But all the same, there really is a seems to be the spirit now that we'll give it a try.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's great. I think it's much better that way than how it was, say, in the 70s when it was actually you had to have a record label and you had to pay a lot of money to record. Well, it just shouldn't be that way. There's always been that strain. Even back in the 60s, garage rock, you know, you recorded yourself back then. All through the 80s, like the underground American scene, they all recorded themselves, like from like bands like Black Flag and Husker Du and those kind of bands. And I've always liked bands like that have recorded themselves. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe it's just the satisfaction of having something finished, you know, or doing something yourself. Even if it's just as simple as that, but yeah, we're totally into that.
Now, the DIY aspect is especially applicable with you guys because you even do your NZ On Air videos in a very idiosyncratic way, don't you? Tell us a story about the video.
Well, we got a $5,000 grant, as you can do in New Zealand, to make a video, and we called up our friends, the Download Concept, filmmakers and documentary makers, and they came to us with a bunch of really great ideas. The one that stood out the most was that they wanted to take our $5,000 and bet it on a racehorse. And we thought we thought it was a ridiculous idea actually at the start, and then after they took this round and so we did it, and turned out pretty well for us. But it turned out well because they like gambling a lot, and we didn't know that they like gambling a whole lot. I think Hutch wanted to buy a greyhound, actually, and train it up.
You turned the $5,000 into a whole lot more, didn't you?
Yeah, we won $28,000. Yeah, and then spent it on fireworks and a giant sausage suit and a bear suit. And that's how the video ended up.
And they say the kids today don't have imagination. Well, there's an album that said that offers the proof of that. Why don't we listen to the current single to see exactly what it's turned into?
Sure.
Here's I'm Lame.
We're pulling to the drive-in. I was in the backseat and I was trying to stick it in her, but she never lets me anyway. Cause I was always trying to rob it. She may be gay, but I'ma stick around and make her new friends. Her friends. Finally I'm alone, I don't care. She says she's in.